Samsung Pay trial service launched in Korea. It won't be long until the world's most convenient mobile payment app to date, Samsung Pay, is launched in Korea. And in preparation for the full rollout, a Samsung Pay trial with Samsung Card began on July 15, for select customers in Korea. Users of the Galaxy S6 and S6 Edge are the first to have access to Samsung Pay, which will be accepted in more stores than any other mobile payment service in Korea. It is the first and only mobile payment service that works with both near-field communication NFC and card readers with magnetic secure transmission (MST) technologies, which means it is already compatible with most retail locations' point-of-sale terminals. Adding cards on Samsung Pay is easy, making purchases is even easier, and users can feel secure that their card info is safe with tokenization technology. Samsung Pay delivers a faster, easier shopping experience. Payment is at your fingertips from a wallet that is already in your hand. When it is time to pay, just launch the app, hold your Samsung device near the credit card terminal and authorize it with the touch of your finger. It's simple, safe and fast, so you can get on with your day. Samsung Pay brings us closer than ever to a world without wallets. Setting up the app. After launching Samsung Pay for the first time, you'll be able to watch an intro video that will show you how it all works. Log into your Samsung account and choose whether you want to use the fingerprint authentication or PIN for payments. Now you're ready to start adding your credit or debit cards. Registering your cards. Click the plus sign and capture your card information with your phone's camera. It is also possible to type the information manually. After you agree to the terms and conditions, complete the user authentication process, which can be done by SMS in Korea. A code will be sent to you, which you will need to input to complete the process. After that, simply register your PIN and signature for the card and it's done. Simple Pay. You can initiate Samsung Pay by swiping up from the bottom on the locked screen or home screen, or even when the screen is turned off. Swipe left and right to view the cards you have registered in Samsung Pay and then place your finger on the home button to scan your fingerprint. If you've chosen to use PIN authentication, touch the Insert PIN button and use the PIN you chose when registering the card. Your payment will be complete when you hold your phone against the card reader. Card management. If you want to review your payment history, simply tap the card you want to review to see a list of payments in the Samsung Pay application. From this screen, you can also remove the card by touching the Delete button in the upper right-hand corner. You can authenticate the removal with your fingerprint. If you want to cancel a transaction, select the payment from the list. Touch the Cancel Transaction button on your screen. Authenticate with your fingerprint or PIN and hold your phone next to the card reader. Security. Samsung Pay uses a variety of security technologies and a high-level encryption system. Your card number is not stored in your device and not sent when making a transaction. Instead, it's substituted for a unique, encrypted token, which your bank will be able to link to your card. On top of that, payments cannot be completed without either your fingerprint or PIN at the time of payment. The Galaxy S6 and S6 Edge devices are equipped with Samsung Knox Mobile Security Platform, which constantly monitors for malicious activities in your device. And finally, if you lose your device, using Find My Mobile allows you to lock your device remotely or wipe your data on the device after it is lost. Read more. Paying dividends, Samsung Pay on the crest of mobile payment wave. How Samsung Pay will change habits and impact lifestyle.